want negotiation rights within the service. We want to be given freedom of association and our union to be recognised within the service.
What reasons, if any, are the government and the HSE given for not doing so?
We have not received any reasons so far other than that they are working with SIPTU. SIPTU is the preferred union of choice, and they feel that it would be a detriment to them and to the policies that may exist if our union were also to get recognition rights.
But your argument is that it's up to your members to choose which union they want to represent them. It's a matter of the actual ambulance drivers and paramedics, etc., themselves to choose who will be their representatives. It's not a matter for the government or the HSE to tell them who it should be.
Absolutely. It is our choice what union we belong to.
You have tried to take this to the WRC and argue the case directly with the HSE without success, it seems.
We have referred the matter to the WRC for conciliation services, but again, the HSE have yet to agree to engage in this process. The HSE to date have not engaged directly with us regarding our industrial action. You know, our industrial action has been ongoing since October. I think it's fair to say that we have endeavoured to prioritise the welfare of the public during all of this time. At the minute, we have put in place significant contingency plans to ensure there's minimum impact to emergency cover on the day itself for the strike action. I have a question whether the HSE interest in the welfare of the public is as apparent as ours is. They have not consulted with us regarding our contingency plan. They have only consulted with the legal team. It doesn't clarify a lot of issues. This is coming very close to 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, and as yet, they have not contacted or negotiated with us.